Implantable devices known as microstimulators can now be injected to help restore brain functions for Parkinson's patients and treat other conditions, including epilepsy and incontinence. The tiny transmitters replace nerve impulses in damaged nerve endings. But the batteries these tiny transmitters depend on don't last forever and often require surgery to replace or recharge. Emeritus chemistry professor Robert West works with a team of researchers that have come up with a new battery that can be recharged in a simple half-hour outpatient procedure.
When the battery begins to run down, you could put an external coil over the part of the body where the implant is, run current through that, and that will charge up the battery using the little induction coil built into the device.
West says it's taken 5 years to tweak a silicon molecule so that it will function as the heart of the new rechargeable battery and give it a lifetime of more than 12 years.
The beauty of using the silicones is that they're very stable, so we can get this very long lifetime. They're harmless. In case of a leak, they wouldn't damage the body in any way. So they have a lot of good properties,
including a plentiful supply of the raw material silicon derived from sand. Next to oxygen, it's the most common element. The organosilicon technology the battery uses has been patented by the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.